Awareness of corruption has increased worldwide since 1993, when Transparency International was founded, says Sylvia Schenk, head of Transparency Germany. Nevertheless, the struggle against corruption is only progressing slowly, as shown at the recent conference on the United Nations Anti-Corruption Convention in Doha. Representatives of 141 countries approved an anti-corruption review mechanism.
But they did not approve, and that's what disappointed us very much, to have visits in the countries, to publish the reports, and to have a dialogue with the civil society in the countries which are reviewed. For us, that's a review mechanism without teeth, because if you have no publishing of the reports, if you have no dialogue with civil society, just with the governments, then you will not really see what's happening in a country.
In the wake of the global financial and economic crisis, Transparency International sees the likelihood of increased corruption. One reason is the economic stimulus packages by governments, says Sylvia Schenk.
If there is a lot of money within short time given to the economy, then there are always very high risks, and especially in the companies themselves, they try to get more business and they try it for every price just now, and perhaps that's a reason why there are more managers likely to pay money to get a contract, and that is a higher risk as well. And then in quite a lot of companies there are less employees, and so some control mechanisms from the past are not longer working. So these facts all together make it a very high risk right now.
The 2009 corruption list is of great concern for the watchdog, with a vast majority of countries scoring under 5 in the rankings, which ranges from 0, very corrupt, to 10, little corruption. The bottom 5, Somalia, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Sudan and Iraq, are perceived as the most corrupt countries, but they are also plagued by long-standing conflicts and political instability. Afghanistan slid from 1.5 points in 2008 to 1.3 in 2009. During his visit to Afghanistan last week, Germany's Defense Minister von Guttenberg pressed President Karzai to intensify the struggle against corruption. Sylvia Schenk again.
I think it's important that Guttenberg did so and told Karzai very clearly that he has to do a lot against corruption. That was important, but on the other hand, it would be much better if Germany would have ratified the UN Convention, because that would be an important signal to the whole world that we really fight corruption.
So far, Germany has not ratified the UN Anti-Corruption Convention. Yet, this year's index shows it's not only important for poor countries to fight corruption. Several industrial nations, too, slid back in the rankings, like Italy, a member of a group of 7 rich countries, now ranks 63rd, down from 55th place last year. Another EU member, Greece, slipped from 57th to 77th. As far as developing countries are concerned, Sylvia Schenk sees increasing awareness of fighting corruption, but there are still enormous challenges.
We need more pressure to say, yes, go on like that. You have to fight corruption. And we have to have more people from the inside saying we want our government to do something against it. So it's very important to give the people in developing countries hope that you can do something against corruption. And we see with some developments within this year's Corruption Perception Index that where a country really does a lot, prosecution, etc., there is some success.
Transparency International also believes that the solution is not for donor countries to withdraw money from the most corruption countries. Sylvia Schenk says development aid should be given with a clear set of criteria and that people should be empowered to say no to corruption.
There are some possibilities to do so. For example, what I think is very important, we call it audit from below, to tell people we have given this amount of money to your mayor, to your village, whatever. And then the people themselves can see whether it comes to the streets, to the schools, wherever money is needed, or whether it is vanishing, well, in the pockets of whoever. So you can do something about it, and you have to combine it to give money, but to give it under very clear criteria.
The Corruption Perception Index reflects levels of corruption in the public sector. A high corruption rate also means that there's less money for development. However, corruption is also increasing in the private sector. Yet both state and private companies should be aware of the impact corruption has on development, particularly in poor countries, says Sylvia Schenk.
It's a two-person's crime because someone is taking money and someone is giving money. And quite often there are companies from Western countries, from developed countries, giving money to the governments or to public officials in developing countries. And so we are stabilizing like that the corruption in these countries. And that's our responsibility to change this.
Steffen Marquardt, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.